about this sense that the tower, that the Grenfell Tower disaster, is this metaphor for inequality in Britain today. Dr. Luna Glucksberg is an urban ethnographer at the London School of Economics, focusing on social inequality, class and gentrification. Good evening to you.
Hi, good evening, Andrew. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, a pleasure. I mean, I'm right in a sense, aren't I? I mean, this tower block is in is just yards, hundreds of yards from some of the most expensive houses in London.
Yes. What's happened is horrendous. I mean, it's beyond words. But to me, what really matters is that apart from the personal tragedy, this is a political matter. This is, I'm not familiar with the specific of Grenfell Tower, and I don't want to speculate on things that I do not know, and many people don't know by now. But this is a human-made tragedy. Residents' warnings were ignored, which is symptomatic of how council tenants are treated in general, as if they do not matter and their opinions don't matter.
Yeah, and Doctor, and I'm just going to say, remind you what the Prime Minister said on the steps of Number 10 when she became Prime Minister in July, Dr. Glucksberg. She said her mission is to make Britain a country that works for everyone, means more than fighting injustices. If you're from an ordinary working class family, life is much harder than many people in Westminster realise. Your life shortages. So she took that on, that whole thing about inequality and social injustice in that speech. And yet we now know a number of times residents had warned about potentially problems at this particular tower block, and I'm sure at other tower blocks around the country.
Well, the words she used were nice words. Everyone could see that. But the reality of what his government and the coalition before it have done to the most vulnerable in this society is clear for all to see. I'm sure a lot of people will be familiar with Daniel Blake, the latest movie by Ken Loach, which shows exactly what happens and how inequality works, in the sense that the only way it can work is by making some people less than human. And what we've seen in this tower is how some lives do not count. They did not matter. They had said times and times again that there were problems, that that situation was unsustainable. And they even said that it would take a disaster for people to listen. And unfortunately, that has happened now. I don't know if they'll be listened to, but it's beyond outrageous, and it's not just a tragedy. This is a political matter. It brought to me, what it brought to mind was something that somebody had said about Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, very good point.
Which was similar in the sense that people tried to talk about it as a natural disaster. Yes, of course, a hurricane is a natural disaster. But there was an academic called Paul Giroux that talked about how some bodies and some people simply do not matter. Their lives are disposable. And that was what he thought had happened there. And that was the first thing that came to my mind. This is the extreme end of displacing people, not caring for them, pulling them apart from their communities, sending them to food banks, and allowing a tower to burn.
The thing I think which is continuing to puzzle everybody is there was an inquest, as you probably know, into, I think, four or five deaths at a tower block in South London. Now, that inquest was held in 2013, and the coroner, Judge Francis Kirkham, recommended the installation of sprinkler systems in all tower blocks. That was 4 years ago. She was largely ignored.
Yeah, and that exactly proves my point. I am familiar with the Lucknow fire because at the time I used to live in Peckham, which is just literally down the road. I spent 7 years living there. It was where I did my most of my research at the beginning of my career. And I have seen what happens when council tenants, social tenants are treated in that way. And the fact that even a coroner and an inquest can be kicked away into the long grass. And if I'm not mistaken, the person that was responsible at the time is now an advisor for Theresa May.
He is. He's called Gavin Barwell. He lost his seat in the election last week, and he's now her chief of staff. The one thing I wanted to ask you too. Look, this is a crowded country with a housing shortage. High density housing is the solution, and high rise buildings in city centres are going to continue Dr. Glucksberg, to be part of that solution to the housing crisis. But is the but they have now, do they not, going to have to review safety at every single one of the 4,000 tower blocks? And if there's not sprinkler systems, they've got to be put in.
Absolutely. The last thing I would want, however, is for this necessity. Of course, they need to be made safe. Of course, they need to be made safe. But already what we're seeing in the press are some people starting to position towards the fact that the problem is with tower blocks. And therefore, the problem is with the people who live in the tower blocks, and the only solution is to demolish them. That is not the case. The problem is not with tower blocks, it's with how they are maintained. These blocks, social housing blocks, have been structurally and systematically defunded. Maintenance has not been carried out. Sprinklers, as you just said, have not been put in, and that is the problem. So yes, the towers need to be made safe, but it needs not to be an excuse to just simply more demolition of public housing, of council housing and social housing that we desperately need. There are, in fact, Kensington and Chelsea is one of the densest boroughs in London. Density is not the problem. One Hyde Park, which is just literally next door, is there and is dense, and it's certainly safe. The Barbican is safe. The problem is not with tower blocks. The problem is whether you value those who live in there enough to put in measures that should be put in for any human being, whether they're rich or poor. That is really, really the point. Those lives matter, and they're being treated once again as if they don't.
All right.
They've burned.
Well, thank you for that. That's Dr. Luna Glucksberg. She's with the London